Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Online at KFYO.com. Hope you're having a nice Friday morning out there. Open line Friday here on the program. Phone lines open to you at 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. Tomorrow here in Lubbock, Dr. Ben Carson will be back. He really likes coming to Lubbock, Texas. He's been in Lubbock, Texas quite a few times. I've gone and seen him at a few different events. Well, he'll be in Lubbock tomorrow from 12:30 to 1:30 at Mardell at 70th and Quaker. Why? To sign his brand new book, One Nation. And joining me right now to talk about his brand new book, here's appearance in Lubbock as well, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and we love Lubbock.
Well, Lubbock loves having you here. I've been to a couple of the different events that you've had here, and you just get a great reception every time you've been here.
Absolutely. Even when it's the middle of the summer and it's steaming hot outside, it's still great.
Right. Well, it'll be a little bit cooler tomorrow. We'll give you a little bit of a break tomorrow on that. Your new book, One Nation, tell folks a little bit about just some of the, I guess, the storyline of what you're trying to bring together here in this book.
Well, you know, I entitled it One Nation because our nation is in the process of being torn apart. And, our real strength lies in our unity. But there are those in our society who don't like the American way of life, and they want to fundamentally change our society into something else. In order to do that, they have to convince us that our current system really doesn't work. So that's why all the division is going on. They drive wedges into any little crack to create a war. War on women, age wars, race wars, income wars, you name it, there's a war on it. All of that, of course, is straight out of the pages of Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, and how to change a society like ours into a, quote, utopian society,
right,
where no one has to worry about anything, and the government takes care of you from cradle to grave. The only requirement is that you remain subservient and an obedient voter. Now, you know, this is obviously not who we are. And the purpose of this book is to reveal that to the people. Who are those agents of division? And what is their goal? And how can we combat that? Now, we have to realize that we, the American people, are actually at the pinnacle of power if we exercise it appropriately. But we have to be intelligent. We have to be informed in order to exercise that power appropriately. It's not being informed when you go into a voting booth and you're looking for a D or an R or a name that looks familiar.
Right.
That perpetuates the situation that we have. And one of the suggestions in the book, and there's suggestions at the end of each chapter, is that people start talking. Get together with your friends, your neighbors, extended family, colleagues, associates at church, and talk about, what kind of nation do you really want to have? This is what the Patriots did in the pre-revolutionary days. They would call town meetings. They would even invite the loyalists to King George III, and they would say, what kind of nation do we want to have? What do we want to pass on to our children? They encouraged each other, and that's how a ragtag bunch of militiamen defeated the most powerful empire on earth. And some people say it's too late in this nation. It is not too late if we're willing to stand up for what we believe, but freedom is not free. It requires active endeavoring. And you can't just go along to get along and expect to maintain a prosperous and free nation.
Well, it does take a little bit of a risk out there, because as you've seen, and I'm sure you have been pretty upset about this, you have the thought police now that's out there. You have you have CEOs who get in trouble because they made a political donation to an organ, $1,000 donation to an organization that did not support gay marriage. I mean, you have all of these threats out there that really seem to push this idea on people, just shut up. Don't talk. Let's not talk about things. Let's not offend anyone.
Well, and that's what's happened. If you read Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, the first rule is you make the majority believe that what they think is no longer relevant. and that what you think is the only way that intelligent people think. And, you know, that's what political correctness is all about. And then they use intimidation to enforce those things upon us. But we have to remember that we would not have a free nation today if those who preceded us had decided that they were going to go along to get along. You know, you think about people like Nathan Hale, a 17-year-old rebel and a spy, and he was caught by the British and ready to be executed. What did he say? Oh, gee, I don't want anybody to call me a name. I don't want the IRS to invest. No, he said, I have only one regret, and that is I have only one life to give for my nation. You know, we're going to have to sacrifice. We have to think about, what's today? Today is the anniversary of D-Day. Think about all of those veterans who stormed those beaches of Normandy against tremendous odds, being mowed down by the hundreds, thousands. Did they turn back? No. They stepped over the bodies of those dead comrades, and they overwhelmed the Axis forces, and they took that fortress. And why did they do it? They did it for you and for me so that we could have freedom. What happens to those who follow us if we're afraid?
Visiting with Dr. Ben Carson, his brand new book, One Nation. He'll be in Lubbock tomorrow from 12:30 to 1:30 at Mardell, 70th and Quaker, just off the loop, signing his brand new book. When you talk about the political correctness and you talk about the folks who they just want government to help them out, that segment is growing. You know, that segment is growing in today's society. So yeah. This is not just about one election. This is about really changing the culture back or trying to win over the culture. There's a cultural battle right now. How long is this process?
Well, first of all, we have to prioritize. The reason that there's so many people, you know, who have become dependent is because it's almost become a way of life now. And we have a chronically depressed economy. What we have to do is change that situation. I'm not 100% sure that it isn't chronically depressed on purpose, because there would be no appetite for Obamacare and for all the other social programs if we had a robust economy. Having said that, what we have to do, and we are going to do this, okay, believe me, in November there's going to be a sea change, but that has to be only beginning. But when we get control of things, we have to govern in a very different way. We have to put the Constitution front and center. But one of the first things we're going to have to do is concentrate on the economy, which we can get booming again by taking the heavy foot of regulation that the government has on the neck of business and industry, every week encircling us with more and more regulations so that they can pull the noose on you if you don't cooperate. Mm. And we have to have a intelligible tax structure, something that encourages and incentivizes people rather than what we've got right now. You know, we have the highest corporate tax rates in the world. And then we sit there and criticize people for doing business overseas. That indicates a fundamental misunderstanding of economics and of business and of capitalism. People don't go into business to support the government. They go into business to make money. And a smart government creates an environment that is conducive to that. That's why our neighbors to the North, Canada, slashed their corporate tax rates several years ago from where ours was to 15%.
Right.
And what happened? As Ross Perot used to always say, a big swooshing sound, and everything started going up there. I mean, these are not complex economic issues. We can fix that. And once we fix the economy and jobs are abundant, I think we're going to see a real change in those people who've become dependent. We have to offer them, you know, vision for how to get out of that mess. You look at somebody like Muhammad Yunus, who won the Nobel Prize for his theory on microeconomics, which lifted millions of people out of poverty in Pakistan and India. Those things would work here, too. And, you know, we have to put those things forth. We have to remember that all the people in our society are valuable to us. We don't have as many people as China and India. And we need to activate every single one of them if we're going to compete on the world stage.
Visiting with Dr. Ben Carson, brand new book, One Nation. Have a couple more questions for you. when it comes to Obamacare, and people first heard about you when you spoke about Obamacare and you talked about the healthcare industry in the United States, that's when, you know, at least in the political arena, people started going, who's this Ben Carson guy? Who's this Dr. Ben Carson guy here? But let me ask you this. I know you have your own plan and you have your own ideas on what you would do, but is there a point of no return as far as Obamacare goes? Is there a point where it just becomes too intertwined into the healthcare industry, into the hospitals, everywhere else, to where you just can't go back?
Well, certainly that's what they're hoping. And the answer is yes, but we're a long way from it. And we can absolutely get out of it. It will require a resounding victory in November by conservatives and by people with common sense. So that we can stop the progressive agenda. We can just stymie them until 2016, at which time we can continue. And what we have to do when we gain control is remember to put the Constitution front and center, not to pick and choose laws that we want to enforce, not to have favorites, you know, get rid of all the special interest groups. Make only one special interest group, and that is the American people. And recognize that the government is there to serve the people and not the other way around. And if we do that and we unleash the economy and we start doing things fairly and we develop our natural resources in a way to lower the prices of energy here, but to use our abundant energy as a geopolitical tool, which would enhance our leadership in the world. I mean, there's so many things that we can do and that we're just not doing. We're just not using any common sense whatsoever. And I think even the most radical liberals, once they see the effects of doing things the right way, will begin to change their thinking.
Dr. Carson, I know you personally have not decided whether you're going to run for president or not, but if you could describe a type of candidate Republicans need going into 2016. You know, there's always this battle. Do we need someone who's more moderate? Do you need someone who's more conservative? Do you need someone who's middle of the road Republican? You know, what do you need? What type of candidate would you like to see move forward for 2016?
Well, I'd like to see somebody who understands the importance of our Constitution. I mean, that is absolutely critical. And somebody who understands business and understands how to get things moving again, what the impediments to that are. Someone who understands how to create a ladder that allows that 47% to move upward rather than keeps them in the same situation and realizes the value of every single one of our citizens. You know, someone who knows how to innovate and create innovation. You know, abolishing the space program, I mean, that's a disaster.
Right.
Because how many wonderful inventions came out of the space program that have nothing to do with walking on Mars, that have everything to do with our everyday lives? You know, these are the things that have to be fostered, and knows how to get the government out of the way, shrink it back down, and we can do that very easily and painlessly. Thousands of government workers retire every year. Just don't replace them. And we can shift people around. In about 4 or 5 years, the government will be down to the size where it needs to be. And if it's not so big, then everybody's not going to be so nosy trying to regulate everything because they'll have their hands full doing what they're supposed to do.
Dr. Ben Carson, your brand new book, One Nation. You'll be back in Lubbock, Texas tomorrow from 12:30 to 1:30 at Mardell, 70th and Quaker, just run off the South Loop 289. Appreciate your time today, giving us a call, and we'll hear from you in the future.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.